Secretary of State Colin Powell met Israel's Foreign Minister Shimon Peres in Washington today. Their talks focused on efforts to arrange a ceasefire between Israel and the Palestinians. The governments of Egypt and Jordan have put forward proposals aimed at bringing about a truce and eventually a resumption of peace talks. The Palestinians support the plan, but Israel has reservations. Following today's talks at the State Department, Secretary Powell said the Egyptian-Jordanian plan is a step in the right direction.
It is the beginning of a dialogue, but of course that dialogue cannot really get underway until violence is brought down, brought significantly down.
Foreign Minister Peres did not comment on the details of the Egyptian-Jordanian initiative, but he did stress Israel's willingness to negotiate.
Israel is determined to bring an end to the violence and to bring a beginning to peace. Actually, we would like to stop violence as soon as possible because we are interested to start the negotiation at the earliest possible day.
Joining us now is NPR's diplomatic correspondent, Vicky O'Hara. Vicky, is there any sense that there was enough in common between what Secretary Powell said, the Egyptians and the Jordanians say, and what Peres says to think that we might be near some imminent resumption of talks?
I think what's come out of this is that the Israelis and the Palestinians have come to some level of understanding about what it might take to get them to that point. The problem is that they haven't agreed on the process. Under the initiative that was put forth by the Egyptians and the Jordanians, there would be a ceasefire, which presumably eventually would lead to the resumption of peace talks. The Palestinians want a ceasefire of 4 weeks and then talks, and the Israelis are asking for a longer period of time. There are other reservations on the Israelis' side as well. The Israeli government all along has said that it will not negotiate as long as violence is continuing, but when they start talking about the issue of a ceasefire and how to reach a ceasefire, in essence, they are negotiating. That creates a bit of a political problem for the government in Israel. But Israel also says that it is not willing to resume negotiating where negotiations left off under the previous government of Ehud Barak.
In other words, the proposals that Barak had put on the table last summer are not still on the table. The Israelis say, we go back to square one.
That's correct.
Well, what you're describing is there are differences here over under what circumstances and when talks should resume and at what point the negotiations are at when the talks, if they ever do resume. There's some real distance between the two sides, regardless of what's said here in Washington.
Although the distance, I think, is considerable. And there also is the issue of settlements. It's an ongoing, very hot issue in the region. And the Palestinians want a freeze on settlements as a condition for, the ceasefire resuming talks. The Israelis refuse to grant a freeze on the settlements. They said the existing settlements have to have room for natural expansion, and they will not change that position so far.
Was there anything in Secretary of State Powell's language today that suggested any different attitude toward the problem than what we've seen before?
The Secretary said quite clearly that President Bush is engaged, continues to be engaged, and will be engaged in trying to bring an end to the conflict between these two parties. And that has been an issue from the beginning of this administration, the degree of commitment to the peace process in the Middle East.
Thank you very much, Vicky.
Thank you.
NPR's diplomatic correspondent, Vicky O'Hara.